US 99.5. It's 7:10. Sun is shining.
Beautiful morning. We got sun in Chicago. You need your eye socket covers if you're coming eastbound. Lots of sun this morning. 34 for a high. 22 tonight. Warmer tomorrow in the 40s.
We're just a minute away from the US 99.5 last prize standing. And people on Facebook, please get off my back.
Jeez. Well, you know what? You are a little aloof.
Oh, here's the deal, buddy. Chris's tweet was about my mom, who on Sunday decided that it would be quite okay to let Liam have Garrett's caramel corn for breakfast. Okay.
You know, did he put skim milk on it? Because that would be okay then.
He could just sit and eat the whole bag.
But we live in parallel universes because this goes on at every grandparent. When, you know, for instance, we had, I took the kids up to see Grandma and Grandpa this past weekend, and they went through three things of whipped cream, you know, and one of those whole jars of the Swiss Miss.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
you go to wash the cups, and there's like an inch of chocolate on the bottom of the cup. I'm like, really? This is not cool. And then I make them run in the morning. I go, come on, we're going for a 5K. Little punks.
So she lets him have Garrett's caramel corn for breakfast. And then he stacked a quart of wood, which she thought was just amazing because that's really too big of a chore for a 12-year-old, according to my mother. And so she thought as a reward she would take him to Oberweis and let him have whatever he wanted on the menu. So by the time I got home from the Bears game, he had only consumed Garrett's caramel corn and Oberweis. And guess who puked at school and had to be picked up yesterday? I get a call on the way home. It's the nurse, and she's like, Liam is vomiting. I'm like, really? Are we surprised by this? No, Mama, I think it's the flu.
You know what you do next time? Take him to the Bears game.
Oh, he don't want to go. And I saw people with little kids at the Bears game. Man, there's too many adults. You can't. I mean, if you're little, you're just squished and there's drunk people. I would never. He doesn't want to do that.
The Bears game would make me puke.
Why wouldn't he want to stay home and eat Oberweis and Garrett's caramel corn than have to go to the Bears game and possibly eat something decent? Well, now, you're a grandparent. Or you know about this?
Hi. I don't think that's being bad grandparents. My niece and nephew and my son all have great memories of Grandma and Poppy giving them creamers at the restaurant.
We were just talking about that.
I know. They had a limit how many they could have. And one time my dad squirted whipped cream in my niece's mouth so full that she couldn't swallow. And my mom had to get a spoon and spoon some out.
Yeah, that's not bad grandparenting. Not at all. No.
You could almost hear his teeth rotting when you came home, couldn't you?
Hey, I've got a friend. Man. I got a friend, AJ Minato. His son is 6 years old, and all his teeth are capped.
What's up, Chris?
What is up with all these people drinking creamers? I have never wanted to drink a creamer in my life.
I was sitting at a table with somebody who let their kids drink creamer, and by the time we got our food, she had puked all over the table. Oh. I'm like, how about you not give your kids creamers?
Isn't that a start to an old Tom T. Hall song? I was sitting at a table pouring creamers down.
What's going on, Bonnie?
Well, if you're on the Eisenhower, a whole lot. And that's traffic. I'm Bonnie Green.
You want to talk about big savings? Oh, hang on. We'll do that, but we got to do this first.
It's time for the U.S. 99.5 Last Prize Standing.
Man, if you could get $10,000, what would you spend it on? I got an idea.
Here's what we need you to be. Caller 19 at 312-946-4995. Let's take some stuff off the board and see what you're going to keep for the last prize standing or if you're going to take the 10,000 gauge.
So if you're new to US 99.5, just go to us99.com and check out the last prize standing board because there are tons of cool packages on there. You choose what you want to keep on there, what you want to boot. End result, last prize standing or $10,000.
I went yesterday to check out the board, but I never got by Marcy Brown's picture.
312-946-4995.
It's your 4893.
The U.S. 99.5 last prize standing.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing great, and you are caller number 19. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, are you ready to play the U.S. 99.5 last prize standing?
Of course.
All right, Mike, what I need you to do, my man, is pick a number between 1 and 99. What do you want to take off the board?
Go with Lil Lance Break, number 55.
Number 55, say, Mike. Mike, number 55 is a party planner. Throw someone an amazing party they'll never forget.
That's why Mike's like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, good for you, buddy. I'm glad you did that.
That was very nice of me. I did my good deed for today.
You did. That's a good deed. Will lead you to perhaps the last prize standing or 10 large.
I think I'll have to go with the 10 grand.
All right, buddy. You're in the drawing.
All right. That's awesome.
Another chance to play coming up at 9:10. You determine what you want on and what you want off the board.
It's all on the website. Look it up.